Passenger Carrie-Anne Mitchell is no stranger to navigating around the TTC. She says she finds it hard getting around the city with her child in a stroller.
If the buses are the low buses that go down automatically, or if they're the old ones, which have 3 steps to go up, or the new ones, which have 2, because the doors sometimes are very small, and you can't get the strollers through the doors. And if the station doesn't have an elevator or an escalator, you might have to go to the next station, and then just walk back.
Mitchell says the TTC isn't doing a good job making the system accessible. However, the TTC is working on it. TTC spokesperson Danny Nicholson says the TTC is trying. He says more low-floor buses and new streetcars are in the works.
Every month, more and more buses become accessible buses, and more of our bus routes become accessible as well. And another thing, right now, of course, our streetcars are not, but we're in the process of, right now, our new streetcars are being manufactured by Bombardier, and once they come online, they will be totally accessible.
David Lepofsky is chair of a group fighting for accessibility for Ontarians with disabilities. He spearheaded the campaign for TTC drivers to call out the stops. Lepofsky says when the TTC brings in improvements, they better work.
They find out that I'm the one who fought for those stop announcements. They're very profuse in their thanks and praise for this change because they make such a difference for people.
There are also plans to install elevators inside subway stations that are over 40 years old, but riders will have to be patient. The TTC says in 12 more years, all subway stations will be fully accessible. Inside Pape Subway Station, Roger Tran, Observer News in Toronto.